Earlier this week, President Bush gave a speech where he reminded Americans that the consequence of stepping back in Iraq is chaos. Chaos that could foster a safe haven for al-Qaeda.
The same people that attacked us on September the 11th is a crowd that is now bombing people, killing innocent men, women, and children, many of whom are Muslims, trying to stop the advance of a system based upon liberty.
American officials say al-Qaeda is the Sunni insurgent group to reckon with in Iraq. But the Sunni insurgency there is diverse, and large numbers of Iraq's Sunni insurgents are opposed to al-Qaeda. Some are even taking up arms against them. Here to talk more about this is Mark Lynch. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Deb.
He's a professor of political science at George Washington University and author of the influential Middle East political blog, Abu Aardvark. So, Mark, are there distinct differences within the Sunni insurgency?
Well, I think one of the most fundamental differences between the al-Qaeda-affiliated groups and the rest of the insurgent groups is a really fundamental divide on strategy. I think that for many of the larger insurgency groups, fundamentally, this is a nationalist campaign. They're trying to drive the Americans out and defend Sunni interests. Whereas for the Islamic State of Iraq, which is the al-Qaeda coalition, I think they really do see Iraq mainly as a jumping off point, a way to have easy access to killing Americans, really fundamental part of their propaganda campaign for recruitment abroad. And so for the al-Qaeda affiliated groups, keeping the Americans in as long as possible is actually one of the things that they want. And I think this is a pretty fundamental political divide between these groups.
The Bush administration has been really pounding on this al-Qaeda theme, both al-Qaeda in Iraq and al-Qaeda outside Iraq. Is that an accurate picture of who's running the show?
Well, no. I think that it really exaggerates the role of al-Qaeda within the insurgency. The Islamic State of Iraq coalition is real, and they do carry out a number of spectacular attacks. But if you look at the numbers, you know, the daily grind of attacks on American forces and attacks on Iraqi government forces, it's still the nationalist groups which carry out the largest number of them. I think the focus on al-Qaeda in Iraq is actually pretty dangerous, though, because it actually helps al-Qaeda pretty dramatically in terms of their own propaganda. Basically, what we have is the United States backing their own argument that they are the most successful, the most powerful, and the most effective insurgency group in Iraq. That's the message that they're trying to send both inside of Iraq and in the wider Muslim world. And the administration's line seems to be actively supporting that.
Although they have suffered some losses. Senator Joe Lieberman said this week that we're winning in Iraq because al-Qaeda is on the run. Is that some kind of benchmark for success?
I think that's really deeply misleading because the goals of the Sunni insurgency, for the most part, have been to try and drive the Americans out, you know, and like I said, to try and to defend the interests of the Sunni community. And so there's a number of very real political goals there that, that these groups are trying to push forward. And if you want to talk about political reconciliation and the formation of a stable Iraqi government, which I think is what we say we're trying to do there, you need to be trying to accommodate those kinds of political aspirations and trying to figure out a place for these groups within the Iraqi political system. Focusing on this al-Qaeda group, I think, really distracts from what we really should be focusing upon.
Mark Lynch, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thanks for having me.
Mark Lynch is a professor of political science at George Washington University and author of the influential Middle East political blog, Abu Aardvark.